Thank you and good morning. Sheriff Mike Downey will hold the second of two meetings in the eastern part of the county tonight to meet with community members in Hoopa regarding law enforcement in the area. Downey suspended the Memorandum of Understanding with the Hoopa Tribe and the county last September that allowed Hoopa tribal police officers to be deputized and to enforce local and state laws on tribal lands. That was due to a lack of qualified officers, and the sheriff's office and the tribe have been working on the restoration of that MOU since. Downey said that the tribe has hired four new officers, and when they complete background checks and the required training, which could take up to 6 months, they will be eligible to be deputized and will add to the number of law enforcement officers assigned to the region. Downey currently has five deputies, a corporal, and a sergeant assigned in the area. Sheriff's deputies responded to a report that a wanted man, identified as 30-year-old Troy McCluskey, was involved in drug activity at a house on Busey Street in Eureka Tuesday night. When deputies reached the scene, they knocked on the door of the house, but no one answered. Deputies remained in the area and kept watch, and soon a resident of the house approached. That resident said he did not have a key, but gained entrance through a window, and then allowed deputies to search the residence. McCluskey was found hiding in a bedroom, along with 21-year-old Miranda resident Katie Lee, who had a felony warrant out in her name. Deputies also confiscated methamphetamine during the search, and both McCluskey and Lee were booked into county jail. McCluskey is being held without bail. An estimated 2,600 PG&E customers in the Humboldt Hill area were left without power last night after a power pole went down. The outage occurred at about 8 o'clock, and once repair crews located the power pole and rerouted around the down line, the bulk of customers had power restored by about 10. By 10:30, only a dozen or so were still affected, and full service was restored earlier this morning. The College of the Redwoods has announced that a new science lab for the Del Norte campus has been approved by the Board of Trustees. The new lab will be built by a firm out of Reading and will contain both wet and dry lab spaces for biology, chemistry, nursing, geology, and other programs. The board approved the project at Wednesday's special meeting, and board president Tom Ross said in a statement that the decision exhibits the board's continuing support for the Crescent City community. A San Diego man is using his own money to fund an initiative that, if it makes it to the November ballot and is approved by voters, would require state legislators to wear the logos of their top political donors on their clothing when in session in Sacramento. The ballot initiative, officially titled California is Not for Sale, is active, and its creator, John Cox, needs to gather more than 360,000 signatures to get it on the ballot. Cox says on the website for his initiative that corporations and unions wield far too much power and that citizens need to stand up and fight. The NASCAR-style labeling is one of 75 initiatives battling to get enough signatures to appear on the November ballot. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. State Senator Mark Leno of San Francisco has introduced a bill that will allow greater public access to the personnel records surrounding ongoing cases related to the serious use of force or sustained charges of misconduct leveled at law enforcement officers. Leno said in a statement that currently residents who file complaints are left without information related to the investigation of officer misconduct, and his bill, SB 1286, addresses that.
What we're doing with this bill is increasing public access to sustained, and I underline the word sustained, charges against law enforcement misconduct so that we can rebuild trust and strengthen the very necessary relations between community and law enforcement.
The bill would allow local governments to determine if public hearings and administrative appeals should be held on allegations of officer misconduct. Leno said his aim is to increase transparency and trust.
It's about greater transparency in government, and especially an arm of government that is really a foundation stone to our civil society. Our civil society doesn't exist without the hard work of our law enforcement officers, and that trust needs to be there between community and law enforcement for our civil society to continue.
The bill will be heard by the full Senate, and if approved, will move to the Assembly. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.